Hello there, everyone. Aunt Sue and I are happy to be with you again.
We certainly are, because Uncle Dan's next story is especially exciting.
It's adapted from Holy Scripture, the book of 1 Kings, chapters 17 and 18. And I call it...
And Then It Rained.
About 3,000 years ago, there lived a certain king of Israel who was a very wicked and evil king. His queen was even more evil and wicked than he was, if that were possible. One day, this king was laughing and having a good time in his throne room when something very mysterious happened.
And then what did you do, Captain?
I let him have it.
I'd like to have seen that.
Oh, wicked and evil king of Israel, because of your wickedness and the wickedness of the people of Israel, the Lord God of heaven is about to visit his judgment upon you. There shall be no rain, neither shall any dew fall, except as I command. The Lord has spoken, and so be it.
Who was that? Captain, answer me, who was that?
Well, I don't know, Your Majesty.
Obadiah? Obadiah!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Who was that man?
He was a prophet of God, Your Majesty.
He was no prophet. Captain, double the guards at all exits. Thoroughly search every foot in the palace. I want that man found.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You may come forward, Captain.
Long live the king.
Have you found the man yet, Captain?
No, Your Majesty. He just isn't here.
But he is. I saw him myself. If he hasn't gone out any of the exits, then he must still be here.
Your Majesty.
Yes, yes, Lackey, what do you want?
The Queen, Your Majesty. She's very angry.
Oh, she usually is.
She's on her way here, Your Majesty.
But she can't come here. I didn't send for her.
What's the meaning of this, Ahab? Searching my rooms. What right has anyone to search my private rooms?
Oh, but, my dear, we were just trying
to... Don't you dare, dear me. Who gave the order to have my room searched? I'll have him beheaded.
Well, I gave the order to have the entire palace searched.
What are you looking for?
A man.
What?
A man, a prophet of God.
Why bother with a prophet? We worship Baal.
He stood right there and pronounced a curse upon me and my people. Then suddenly he disappeared.
Well, why didn't you have the gate guard stop him?
The man neither entered or left by any of the gates.
The king, I fear, has had one too many drinks.
His Majesty speaks the truth, Your Highness.
What?
The man, whoever he was, did suddenly appear, curse Israel, then disappeared.
And what sort of curse did this elusive prophet of God pronounce upon Israel?
He said that not a drop of water or dew would fall upon Israel until he himself gave the command.
Oh, are you worried about such a curse?
The man said that it was the judgment of God because of our wickedness.
Well, stop your worrying. I'll call together all the priests of Baal, and they'll cancel the curse of the God of heaven.
Captain, have you yet located that prophet of God?
No, Your Majesty.
Oh, mighty queer that he completely disappeared. Anyway, Captain, keep looking for him. Search the hills, mountains, caves, everywhere.
We already have, Your Majesty.
We'll keep on looking.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Jezebel, have the priests of Baal been able to do anything about getting it to rain?
They claim Baal is angry, Ahab. If we can locate that prophet and destroy him, Baal's anger would be appeased and our troubles would disappear.
Yes, it's imperative that we find that prophet, all right.
You have your entire army looking for him.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yes, yes, I will. Well, surely the whole army will find him. Well, Jezebel, the entire army has been looking for that prophet for months. Not a single trace of him can they find.
I've been thinking, Ahab, and I think I know a way to get rid of him without actually finding him.
What? Why, that's impossible.
He was a prophet, wasn't he?
Yes.
But no one recognized him.
Right.
Well, he could have been wearing a disguise.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I suppose.
In which event, he could be a prophet that we see around here every day.
Yes, I guess so.
Well, order every prophet killed. The one we want is bound to be among them.
Oh, you're heartless, Jezebel.
You've been wanting to be rid of the prophets anyway. Here's your excuse.
Yeah, but, all right. Obadiah!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Issue an order to the army immediately. They are to locate and slay every prophet of God.
My king is jesting.
You do as I say, or I'll include you in the order.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Obadiah obeyed his king and issued the order. But being himself a faithful worshiper of God, he risked his own life to save the lives of 100 of those prophets. He personally led them to a cave and hid them. Even though the army carried out the order, the queen had a hunch that somehow the prophet they were after had escaped the mass slayings. Was he one of those 100 who had escaped, or was he among those who were put to death? Even Obadiah didn't know. No one did. A year went by, and still the heavens gave no sign of rain. And still no trace was found of the man all the kingdom was looking for. The second year passed, and still no rain, and still no trace of the missing prophet. The third year came and passed. The lack of water by this time was very serious. Then, about halfway through the fourth year, the king called his prime minister, Obadiah, into the throne room.
I have decided, Obadiah, that you and I will personally go through the land looking for water.
Yes, Your Majesty.
So the next day, the king went in one direction and the prime minister, Obadiah, in another, looking for water.
I've looked and looked, and there just isn't any water. And there won't be either until the king and the people turn from their wicked ways and start worshiping the true God of heaven. Well, I might as well get up and start searching again, though I know it won't do any good.
Hello, Obadiah.
Oh. Well, hello. You're the prophet who appeared in the king's court, aren't you?
Yes, Obadiah, I am that prophet.
Well, where have you been? The king's looked everywhere for you.
God has kept me safely hidden. And now, Obadiah, I want you to take a message to the king.
All right, Well, what is the message?
Tell his majesty that I wish to talk to him.
Where and when?
Right here. As soon as he can get here.
As soon as I leave, you'll disappear as you did before. When the king gets here and doesn't find you, he'll be angry. I'll be hanged.
As the Lord liveth and before whom I stand, I will be here when the king arrives.
I'll give the king your message.
You may come forward, Obadiah.
Long live the king.
Well, Obadiah, did you find any water? I didn't. Not a drop.
No, Your Majesty, I found no water, but I did find something more important. I found the prophet we've been looking for.
You found him?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Did he? What did he say? What did he want?
He wishes to talk to you, Your Majesty.
Oh, talk to me? Him? Where?
At a certain spot in the woods, Your Majesty.
Oh, no, I won't.
I think you should, Your Majesty.
Well, I don't know where to meet him.
I'll take you to him, Your Majesty.
Yeah, but I'll let you know, Obadiah. You may withdraw.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
What am I to do? I'm afraid of that prophet. I'll go see the queen. She'll know what I should do. I don't know what to do, Jezebel.
Meet him in the woods as he requested.
He'll kill me. That's why he wants me to meet him away out there in the woods.
You'll just have to take that chance, dear.
No, I'll command him to come here to see me.
Do you imagine he'll obey your order?
Do you think I should go to see him alone?
Your Prime Minister Obadiah will be with you, and it's proper for a king to have a bodyguard.
That's just the point. I am king. I give orders, not obey them.
Well, this is once when you're going to obey a prophet.
And so, accompanied by Obadiah and a bodyguard of soldiers, the trembling king went to meet the prophet.
I wish I had consented to do this. I'd give anything to be back.
Finally, the king and the prophet stood face to face.
O king, have you and your people yet turned from your evil ways? Do you now worship the living God of heaven?
No.
How long, O king, are you going to continue in your evil ways?
Now, listen, you. I'm king. You're nobody. You accuse me of being responsible for Israel's trouble.
You have forsaken God. You have ceased to obey his commandments. Because of this, Israel has had no rain for 3.5 years.
Well, you are responsible for that. When you appeared at my court, you pronounced a curse upon Israel. That's why we've had no rain.
In the name of the God of heaven, I command you to send messengers into the four corners of Israel, announcing a special meeting of all people at Mount Carmel on the 10th day from today.
A special meeting?
At the meeting, we will forever determine who is right, the God of heaven or the God Baal.
Why should I obey you?
And be sure that the 450 prophets of Baal are at the meeting.
Here, I am king. I give the orders.
10 days from today.
You come back here. Come back. Why, the nerve of that man telling me, the king, what to do. Now, it's no laughing matter.
A commoner, a mere prophet telling the king what to do.
Well, I'm not going to do what he said.
But you are going to Mount Carmel. It'll be a contest between his God and Baal. We want to prove that Baal is the true God, don't we?
I refuse to obey any man, especially that prophet.
Lackey. Lackey.
Jezebel, what are you aiming to do?
Issue a notice of the meeting in Mount Carmel.
Now, I am king, and I'm the one.
Have the Prime Minister issue a proclamation at once, Lackey. On the 10th day from today, all people are to gather on Mount Carmel. Rush that to every town and village in the kingdom, and sign it with the king's signet ring.
But I am the... Ooh, all right, Lackey. Have it signed with my signet ring.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Hear ye, hear ye! A proclamation of His Majesty, great and mighty King of Israel. Every true and able-bodied Israelite will be at Mount Carmel on the 10th day from the date of this proclamation. So be it. Signed, Ahab, King of Israel.
Hear ye, hear ye, a proclamation of His Majesty, great Majesty.
Don't you think, dear, that we should go to that special meeting on Mount Carmel?
What's the meeting all about, anyway?
Well, it's supposed to be some sort of a duel between the king and the prophet Elijah.
Kings don't fight duels.
Well, it won't be that kind of a duel, but... Well, Elijah is the prophet who caused it to stop raining 3.5 years ago. Since then, the king and all his army have been trying to make it rain, without success. Elijah claims that the God of heaven can make it rain, and the priests claim Baal can.
Then this meeting on Mount Carmel is to see which is the greater, Baal or the God of heaven?
That's the general idea.
Which do you think is greater?
Well, Baal, of course.
I don't.
Well, if you don't think Baal the true God, why are you worshiping him?
Because everyone else does.
But that's not a good reason.
Well, it's the reason lots of people do the things they do.
Yes, perhaps, but... Well, I worship Baal because I think he's the one and only true God.
Did Baal deliver our forefathers from bondage in Egypt?
No.
Did he fight their battles? and help them conquer the promised land.
Well,
Of course he didn't. The God of heaven did. And furthermore, what has Baal ever done for our people?
Well, he... Well, that is...
That's exactly what he's done. Nothing.
But you'll see. Up there on Mount Carmel, Baal will prove his superiority over the God of heaven. Hello, neighbor.
Hello. Going someplace?
Yeah, Mount Carmel.
We're going tomorrow. See you there.
Right. Just about everyone's going to be at Mount Carmel.
Looks like it, all right.
Just look at all the people. They're coming from every direction.
It's going to be a crowd, all right.
Maybe hard to find a suitable vantage point.
We're going up close, aren't we?
Oh, I should say we are. We're going right up near the top of the mountain where we can see everything. Whoa! Oh, there, boy! Whoa, whoa! Looks like the activities are about to begin. Listen.
It's the king!
He's marching in front of an army of priests.
Wonder where the prophet Elijah is.
Oh, don't worry. He'll show up at the time the king and the priests climb all the way up here.
There's Elijah now. He's walking up to the king and saying something. The king nods his head.
Elijah's going to speak to the crowd. That's probably what he asked the king, for permission to speak.
People of Israel, how long are you going to be of two opinions? Is Baal the true God, or is the Lord of heaven the true God? We are this day going to prove which is the true God and which is the false. Let two bullocks be slain, one for the prophets of Baal and one for me. The priests of Baal will put their bullock on the altar of sacrifice. I will do likewise. Neither of us will build a fire under the altars. The priests will call upon Baal, and I shall call upon the Lord. And the God which answers with fire from heaven to light the altars, he shall be the true God.
Take him up on it, priest.
Elijah's a fair man.
Your proposition seems fair, Elijah. But who shall be first, you or us?
There are many of you and only one of me. So you be first. Lay your bullock on your altar and call upon your Baal for fire from heaven to light the wood. And be sure you don't light it yourself.
Do you think we stoop to cheating?
I'll be watching closely so I know you won't.
Some of the priests began to prepare the bullock, an altar, while others secretly conferred among themselves.
Now, what are we going to do? Baal can't bring fire down from heaven, and Elijah knows it.
But the people don't, and we've got to keep the people fooled.
Now, can't we light the wood ourselves and do it in such a way that the people will think Baal did it?
Well, we probably could, if Elijah wouldn't watch us too closely.
He's bound to tire of watching. When he relaxes, even for a moment, that'll be our opportunity, and we'll light the fire.
Yes.
Finally, everything is in readiness, and the priests of Baal start their noisy ceremonies. The shrill cries of the priests echo and re-echoes through the surrounding heights. The priests leap, they writhe, and they scream. Baal shows no sign of hearing them. They tear their hair and cut their flesh. Noon comes, and still there is no evidence that Baal even hears the cries of his deluded priests. The chief priest is becoming angry.
Haven't you had the chance yet to light the fire?
No, sir. Elijah's watched every move we've made.
Well, keep the pretense up. Elijah's bound sooner or later to tire.
Evening drew on, and still the priests carry on their wild pleadings to Baal. They finally become tired, weary. Then, one by one, the priests cease their frantic and useless efforts. In despair, they admit defeat and retire from the contest. Then, all eyes fall upon Elijah. Slowly, he turns to the broken-down altar where once men worshipped the God of heaven. Lovingly, he repairs the altar. Then he lays the wood in place, prepares the bullock, and places it on the altar. All eyes watch as he digs a trench around the altar. Turning to the people, he says,
"Before I ask the God of heaven to rain fire from heaven to light this sacrifice, I want the priests to pour water on the wood. Soak it through and through. Then, dear people, you will know that I couldn't light it, even if I tried."
So barrel after barrel of water was poured upon the altar until everything was thoroughly soaked and the ditch around the altar was full and running over.
My dear people, you have remained in apostasy for a long time. No longer do you worship the God of your fathers. I call upon you here and now to repent of your sins. Humble your hearts. Turn to God so that he will once again bring rain upon you and your households. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art the one and only true God. Let fire come down out of heaven and consume this sacrifice so that these dear people will forsake their sins and be led back to thee. Amen.
Fire. Fire from heaven.
It's consuming everything. The water. Even the stones and the altar.
You were right, Tyr. The Lord of Heaven, he is the true God.
Wonder what the priests of Baal will think and do now.
They probably won't confess that they were wrong. They're a stubborn lot. They'd probably rather die than admit they were wrong.
They'll probably die, all right. When the people realize how the priests of Baal have tricked them into believing in a false god, they'll be very angry.
Yes. Especially when they realize that it's because of them and their trickery that we haven't had rain for 3.5 years.
Yes. I'd hate to be one of those priests right now.
God saw to it that those priests who had knowingly led the people astray were punished for their sins. Not one of them was allowed to continue living. At last, the people see how greatly they had dishonored God, and they confess their sins and openly acknowledge the God of heaven as the one and only true God. So, after 3.5 years without rain, God withdrew his judgment.
Look! Look! Dark clouds over in the west.
Maybe it'll rain.
Thunder and lightning. It is going to rain.
Rain at last. Refreshing, wonderful, life-giving rain. Oh, the God of heaven is the true God.